From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, President Bush names a new director for the Central Intelligence Agency. First, the lead, Iraq. U.S. and Iraqi forces appear determined to conquer the stronghold of the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in the holy city of Najaf. His militias have been battling U.S. Marines there for six straight days. The Marines now are alternating air and ground strikes with loudspeaker broadcasts of a stark ultimatum: leave or be killed or captured. Joining us from Baghdad is Scott Baldoff. He's a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. Scott, let's start here with Najaf. What exactly is happening there today? What are the latest reports?
The latest reports, as you suggest, are that there's heavy fighting there. A lot of it coming from the air. There are helicopter gunships firing on targets in Najaf. These are residential areas that are around the Shrine of Ali. Shrine of Ali, of course, is one of the holiest sites for the Shia faith within Islam. And there have been some reports of civilian casualties, as one would expect in a residential area. There also is artillery and tank fire, a lot of it directed near the shrine and also near the cemetery, which is a major area for the Shiite militia of Muqtada al-Sadr.
We've heard reports from an NPR interpreter who's been in Najaf that there are broadcasts over these loudspeakers to local residents, people living in the area, giving them a deadline saying, get out of the city today, get out now. That sounds pretty ominous.
It is. They're definitely trying to limit, again, the civilian casualties, but they have given basically an evacuation notice to the civilians that, look, if you stick around, you will face the same fate as the fighters themselves. The fighters, many of them don't actually belong to Najaf themselves. They come from other cities, and they've come to defend what they regard as their holiest site for their faith, but they don't have a whole lot of local support. If they lose the people who are giving them water, giving them food, then they will become even weaker. This is something that the U.S. military is betting on.
What about the Shrine of Ali? I mean, will the U.S. military move on that? There certainly are a lot of observers and people, and indeed Muqtada al-Sadr, say if you move on the shrine, the people will come into the streets to defeat you.
This is his strategy, and this is the strategy all along. Muqtada al-Sadr is a man who comes from a long line of martyrs. His grandfather was killed by Saddam Hussein. His own father was killed in 1999, and some are seeing this as a bid to draw people to him, even in defeat, to show that he was the one who was able to stand up to a superior, a better armed opponent, and particularly in a town like Najaf, which is the burial place of Ali, the first Shia, the first Muslim who stood up to a stronger opponent and was willing to give his life to that cause. If he is to fall, if the Shrine of Ali is to be damaged, Muqtada al-Sadr is hoping that his movement will live on and grow stronger.
What's the role of the Iraqi interim government in all this?
They officially are calling the shots. Ayad Alawi has embraced this policy of standing firm against Muqtada al-Sadr. His officials, all the way down to the city official level, are saying that we, the Iraqis, can no longer have unpatriotic militias within our midst. We need to get rid of these people. They're willing to take that risk of damaging the shrine and so on. That's a really huge risk for Mr. Alawi. But, you know, obviously he probably is receiving some advice from the Americans about what is achievable and what the Americans would be willing to do towards that goal. And most of the firepower on the ground, of course, is American firepower. The U.S. Marines of the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit are the ones who are doing most of the fighting.
Scott Baldoff of the Christian Science Monitor in Baghdad. Scott, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.